Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 12th chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak, the Rambam discusses an animal which has been slaughtered on the same day as its child. Halacha Aleph. Hashochet osov es b'no b'yom echad, habasar mutar b'achila, v'hashochet loke, shenemar osov es b'no lo sishchitu b'yom echad. If one slaughters an animal and its child on the same day, the meat is permitted to eat. However, the one who slaughtered it in this fashion will receive lashes. As the pasuk says, it and its child you shall not slaughter on the same day. However, one only receives lashes for the latter slaughter. Accordingly, if one had slaughtered one of the two, and then along came his friend and slaughtered the other of the two, whether the mother or the child, then it's the second person who will receive lashes. Halacha Beis. Iser osov es b'no noeg b'chol zman b'chol makom. The prohibition of it and its child, henceforth onwards, I'll just refer to it in Hebrew as osov es b'no, is forbidden in all times and all places, b'chulin v'mukdashin, whether the animal is a sanctified or a mundane animal, being kachim shenechalim, being kachim she'ena nechalim, whether it's a sanctified animal which is consumed or one which is not. Lefikach, harishon sheshachur bazar, v'asheni b'chutz, harishon b'chutz, v'asheni bazar, bein shayu shnei n'chulin, o shnei n'kachim, bein shayu echad mehen n'chulin, echad kachim, zesh shachar achron loke, yishim osu v'aspina. Accordingly, if the first one had been slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, and the second one outside, or the reverse, the first one was outside, the second one was inside, or both of them were mundane, or both of them were sanctified, or one of them was mundane and one of them was sanctified, it doesn't matter, the one who slaughters the latter one receives lashes because of the prohibition of Osov Espino. Halacha Gimel. Ein Isser Osov Espino Noeg El B'Shechita Bilvad, Shnei Amar, Lo Sishchatu, B'Shechita Shnein Hu Ha'Isser. The prohibition of Osov Espino is only relevant to the act of ritual slaughter alone. As the pasuk says, you shall not slaughter it. It's referring to the slaughter of both them. That's where the prohibition lies. Aval im nachar rishon onis nagel biyado mutar l'shchut. However, if he had simply chopped off the head of one of them, or it had become an avela in some other fashion, he hadn't properly slaughtered it, then it's permitted to slaughter the other one. V'chein im shachar harishon v'nichar sheni onis nagel biyado pater. The same thing applies. If he had slaughtered the first one, and the second one he did not, it ended up being an avela, in that case, he is also not going to receive lashes. Halacha Dalet. Chayer shotav et katan sheshachtu beinam lebein atzman es harishon mutar l'shchut sheni acharei l'fisha ein shchitas on shchita. If somebody who is not mentally competent, such as a deaf mute, or somebody who actually isn't mentally competent, or somebody who's merely a child, slaughters all on their own some the first one, then it's permitted to slaughter the second one after them, because their act of slaughter did not qualify as an act of slaughter at all. Halacha Hey. Hashochet es harishon v'arihu safek nevela asur l'shchut sheni v'mshachto ein aloka. If one slaughters the first one, but it's unclear whether the animal had been rendered a nevela in that process, it's forbidden to slaughter the second one. However, if one did slaughter it because of the uncertainty, then one will not receive lashes. Halacha Vav. Shechita she'ena ru'ya l'achila, shma shechita. The act of slaughter, which does not actually end up creating an animal which is able to be eaten, is nonetheless defined as an act of slaughter, assuming it was halachically done correctly. Lefikach, harishon sheshachar chulin ba'azara, o treifa, o shor haniska, the egla rufa, upara duma, o lavodas kochavim, ubaha achro meshachas hasheni, loke. Accordingly, if one slaughters the first animal as a mundane animal in the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, which is forbidden, or an animal which is a trefa, or an animal which was condemned to be stoned to death, or an animal which is involved in the process of an unsolved murder, or an animal which is going to be used to create the ashes to purify those that have been dead, or an animal which had been slaughtered for the purposes of idolatry, and then a second person came along and slaughtered the second animal, in that case, he will receive lashes, though the first animal that had been slaughtered would not be one which is fit to eat. V'chein im shachar ha-rishon, es ha-echad, u'baha achar m'shachar ha-sasheni, hari hu chulin bazar, o shor ha-nisko, o egla rufa, o paraduma, hari zaloka. And similarly, if the first one had slaughtered a regular act of slaughter, and it was the second one which is forbidden, that second person will still receive lashes. If the second animal had been slaughtered, however, for idolatry, then in that case, the one who had slaughtered it will not receive lashes because they are already liable to be killed for the act of idolatry. If, however, he had been warned only regarding the lighter prohibition of osov espino and not been warned regarding the heavier prohibition of idolatry, in that case, he will receive lashes. The prohibition of osov espino only applies to kosher species of animal alone. As the pasuk says, an ox or a sheep, it and its child, you shall not slaughter on the same day. Vinoig b'kelayim. It also applies with regards to a mixed species. Ketzad, normal name of the street, Tzvi shabala eiz v'shachara eiz v'espina loke. If a deer had relations with a goat, and then one slaughtered the goat and its child, in that case, one will receive lashes. Avala eiz shabala tzviya asr l'shkodosa v'espina. However, regarding a goat that had relations with a female deer, I think it's called a doe, so then it's forbidden to slaughter it and its child on the same day. V'mshachat eino loke. But in that circumstance, if you did slaughter, you won't receive lashes. Para ubna asr Torah lo tzivya b'na. Because the Torah had said specifically regarding the slaughtering of a cow and its offspring, and not a deer, a female deer and its offspring. Lachatas. Ha'isa basa tzivya hazos mekeva v'yolda bein v'shachatas en mekeva basa tzivya v'espna loke. If the child of this female deer was itself female, and then gave birth to another child, then one would receive lashes if he were to slaughter that female child of the deer and its child on the same day. And the same applies as well with regards to some sort of hybrid born from a sheep and a goat, whichever one of the two was male and which was female, it doesn't make a difference, one will receive lashes for slaughtering it and its child on the same day. It is permitted to slaughter an animal which is pregnant. Uber yerech imahu, because this fetus, which is unborn, is just like the thigh of its mother. If, however, the fetus ends up coming out of the mother alive after its mother had been slaughtered, and it steps onto the ground, so a person is not supposed to slaughter it on the same day as the mother. If one did, however, one does not receive lashes. The Rambam now clarifies that the prohibition of osov es b'no applies with regard to female animals and their offspring, because this is certainly its child. We can tell with certainty that this was its mother. If we know with certainty that this particular animal was the father of this offspring, so then we are not allowed to slaughter them on the same day. However, if we had slaughtered them, then one does not receive lashes. Because it's a matter of uncertainty whether or not this prohibition regards to fathers and their child or not. If one slaughters a cow, and then afterwards two of its children on the same day, in that case one receives two sets of lashes. If, however, when I first slaughtered both of its children, then only afterwards slaughtered the mother, in that case one receives only one set of lashes. If one slaughtered the mother cow and its daughter and that daughter's daughter, in that case, one will receive two sets of lashes. If one had first slaughtered the, let's call it, grandmother cow, and then afterwards the granddaughter cow, and then only afterwards he or somebody else had slaughtered that middle one, so the person who had slaughtered that middle one, the daughter, will only receive one set of lashes. If two people bought two animals, one the mother, one the daughter, and then they come to be judged, the one who had bought the first one has the right to slaughter it first on that day, and the one who bought it second only has the ability to slaughter it on the next day. And if the second one goes ahead nonetheless and preemptively slaughters his animal, Zacha, he's succeeded in doing so. The second one must wait until the next day. In four times during the year, it's necessary for a person who's selling an animal to another person to tell him that he already sold the mother or the daughter of the animal to another person for the purpose of slaughter. So that way, this second person who had bought will make sure that he knows not to slaughter on the same day as that other individual. And these are those four times during the year. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, Erev Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Rosh Hashanah. These are respectively the day before the last part of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres as we call it, the day before the first day of Pesach, the day before the holiday of Shavuos, and the day before Rosh Hashanah. When is this true? When This is true when one sees that the person who's buying it second is very anxious to buy it, and it was already at the end of the day, at which point it can be clear that he's going to slaughter it as soon as possible. However, there's a lot of time in the day, he doesn't seem rushed in this fashion, so then you don't have to tell him, because maybe he's not going to slaughter it today anyhow, he'll wait until the next day. If somebody sells the mother to a groom and a daughter to the potential bride, in that case, he has to tell them, because it seems very obvious in this circumstance they're both going to slaughter them on the same day, on the day that they're having prepared for their wedding. And the same is true in all circumstances where it seems obvious that the slaughter will occur on the same day. You have to use your common sense and make sure to tell them. Halacha Yud Zayin, the final halacha in the parak. Yom Echad Ha'amor Ba'osu Vesbeno, Hayom Holich Achar Laila. With regard to the one day in the prohibition of not slaughtering a mother and its child on the same day, so that refers to the day following after the night. Okay, so I'm going to illustrate to make this clear. Let's say, in our terminology, somebody had slaughtered an animal on Tuesday night, which already halachically counts as Wednesday. So one is not allowed to slaughter the second one until, what, again, in our terminology, be Wednesday night, which already counts as Thursday. And similarly, if somebody had slaughtered one on Wednesday evening, leading up to when it's about to halachically turn over to Thursday, then one is allowed to already, after it has become nightfall and halachically been declared Thursday, just a few hours later, one is able to slaughter and it's not a problem. If, however, one had slaughtered the first one during the twilight time of a day, so one's not allowed to slaughter it until the evening of the next night. However, if one did slaughter it on that very same upcoming day, then one will not receive lashes because it's a case of doubt whether that twilight period had counted as the day before, and therefore was on the next day that he had slaughtered it, whether it counts as that day, at which point he had slaughtered them both on the same day. So no lashes are administered. Have a wonderful day.